guys, let's get started. I've got a lot to get through. And I want to just touch base on everyone's homework, first of all. So what's happened for you guys? Did anyone venture into the commuting?
I did.
You did? Commuting with
yeah.
you? Okay, so Sheila, tell us, how did you go?
So I did it this morning when it was nice and quiet. Usually I do it at night, but I find, well, usually I try to meditate at night, but I find I'm so tired.
Yeah.
So I said, let me do it when I first wake up. And I used the questions that we spoke about yesterday. Mm-hmm. And it wasn't very long, but I was very relaxed. And I did do the washwoman and the breathing before, just to kind of ground myself a little bit. So interestingly, usually I have like a 27, 28 day cycle, and my period's always super regular. This month, for some reason, it's completely off, and I have tons of pain and like PMS symptoms, which I've never had, which I thought is so bizarre. So I said, what do I have to do to have you come now? I heard like, you need to really fix your hormones. Yeah. Which is, well, now I'm all freaked out about that, 'cause I'm like, I didn't change anything. What did I do? But, that's fine. That's a separate issue. I still did hear by the end of the year. But yeah, I need to really work on my hormones. So now it's, something that I heard, and it's something I'm experiencing physically.
Okay, because you can see it in your period. That's why you're experiencing it physically, or have you experienced it in other ways as well?
In my period, and just like real, I actually thought I was pregnant this month because my breasts were so sore, like never before in my life. So then when I got my period, I was really confused. And then I was like, well, maybe it's implantation bleeding, but it's been like 6 days now. And I still have it. So usually I am done by 4 or 5. And I'm very, very, very tired. And I'm not usually ever tired throughout the day. So something got thrown off.
Yeah, definitely your hormones. Okay. So it'd be good for you to dive back into meditation over the weekend and ask, was it a phantom pregnancy? And phantom pregnancies can happen when you are so keen mentally to have this baby. So your body primes itself to have this baby, and it's you're not pregnant, but you're showing pregnancy symptoms. So you can always ask, was it a phantom pregnancy? You know, which is a positive sign, even though it doesn't seem enjoyable at the time, but it's that your mind is that ready. It's shaping the body. So it's, you know what I mean?
I never heard the expression phantom pregnancy before, but my mind was that ready this month. Like I was actually surprised that I wasn't really pregnant. Yeah. So how does that happen? Your mind thinks that you are, or?
Your mind is so ready to make it happen. So the mind has a map of the body. So the mind's going, yes, yes, yes. You know, we're ready to be pregnant. And so the body starts revealing pregnancy signs and symptoms to you. But because, as we know, you've been given the information, your hormones are out of balance, which is, I think, why straight after this phantom pregnancy, you've now experienced this crazy menstrual cycle, because your body's in tune with you and it's trying to show you and communicate, this is actually what's happening behind the scenes. So, you know, our hormones are disrupted for many reasons. Our emotional state will disrupt our hormones, but our hormones disrupt our emotions. Additionally, you know, it depends on what your menstrual cycle looks like. And I would recommend that everyone get themselves, you can call it different names. It's a rose cup. It's a juju cup. It's a moon cup. Just so we can start analyzing your period. Okay. And what I do, and I know it's a bit gruesome for some people, but I like to pour it either, you know, if I'm having a shower, I'll pour it into my hand to really have a look at what is there. Or I pour it, like if I'm in a public space, I'll get some loo roll, put it around the inside of the porcelain bowl, pour it onto that so I can see what's chunky. Is it stringy? How bright is the blood? What is exactly going on? Because our body is communicating with us, and this is raw information about your hormonal state. Now, a lot of us in this day and age, what puts our hormones out are the fake estrogens, the xenoestrogens, which means we have chunky clots. We also know that our hormones are out of balance when we've got extra cellulite, which is specifically too much estrogen. Speaking earlier with someone today, and it's so common, you know, even I suffer with trying to keep my xenoestrogens at bay, and I'm anti-plastic and all these things. The lifestyle I recommend for you guys is the lifestyle I live too. So when your hormones are out of balance, when you're estrogen dominant, for example, then you will have painful periods. You will have trouble either getting to sleep and or staying asleep. You will have trouble with sex drive. Like you won't be as rampant as you would like because you are lacking some testosterone. If you've got too much estrogen, it's going to affect your testosterone, progesterone, DHEA, you name it. Like it's affecting a lot of issues with your body. So it would be good to bring your hormones into balance. What brings the hormones into balance is clearing heavy metals from the body, detoxing these xenoestrogens, the stuff that's triggering the body to produce fake estrogens. You might not have too much estrogen. You might be at the other end of the scale. And the thing is, it's worth knowing, it's worth doing a hormone test. I'm not necessarily saying you should do an AMH test. I'm not a believer in that. The anti-malarian hormone test was created by IVF clinics to really just gauge on your egg reserve. And the reason why that's not a true reflection is because when you're out of balance, as you normally are when you go to do IVF, because you're thinking, you know, I need to do it, nothing else is working or whatever, like maybe it is something you need to do because maybe you had your fallopian tubes removed. There's different reasons why you'll do it. But at the end of the day, if you're in a stressed state, you're not in a balanced state, you haven't activated the epigenetic state that we want for you to be in thrive mode, then your AMH reading will be low or non-existent. And when it's non-existent, obviously IVF clinics won't work with you, but so many times clients who have been turned away from IVF clinics come to me and then they have multiple natural children after that. Now, if that was a true reflection, then it would say that they've got no more eggs, which is not a true reflection. So it's about your follicles that are just lying dormant at the time. And the reason why they're lying dormant is because you don't have enough energy in your reproductive system. And you don't because you're putting energy elsewhere in the systems of the body, in the organs of the body that are needed to survive. Because every cell in your body is hardwired to thrive and to survive. But if it comes down to either of them, then it will let go of being in thrive mode and just stick to survive mode. So it's really important that we understand energy management, understand energy hygiene, and understand that we are able to bring things back into balance. So let's look at how we can clear things out. And as I'd mentioned in one of the earlier sessions when we first got together, my clients who are very sensitive, and a lot of you are already aware of your sensitivities, will be slower at detoxifying. And when I say sensitive, it's because you are of a more conscious state, okay? Which basically means it's a good thing that we've now evolved into this shift, this consciousness shift. So there'll be less toxins around, but you aren't here to thrive in a toxic state. You're here to be in a cleaner state, a physically cleaner state, mentally, emotionally, etc. So you can't always control the physical exposure to toxins, but you can control what's happening mentally and emotionally. Because I can promise you, I can put you on the cleanest desert island that has all the amazing nutrients of all the food. But if you are mentally and emotionally not in a high vibrational state, it will create acidity in the body. And when there's acidity in the body, it's going to affect your fertility because it will mean your body's trying to fight dis-ease because there's a disharmony in the body, and therefore channel the energy where it's needed the most, which the thinking mind will be draining a lot of energy as well, which is why I keep saying to you guys, please spend the time meditating. It's the best medication that you could possibly give yourself. And I love the fact that some of you are already getting very clear, precise messages. So in this case, the fact that you need to address your hormones, go back into the meditation and ask them, you know, what do you recommend? What do I need to do now? Don't ask how long until it's sorted or whatever, because there's no time, remember. It's just, let's do this now. And remember, your body adapts very, very quickly. We put your body in the right environment, your cells in the right environment, it's instantly morphing into that higher level because it's hardwired, it's programmed to do that. So it's not something that's going to take a long, long time, especially when we address it from that epigenetic perspective where we're changing everything at the same time, the way you're thinking, feeling, sleeping, detoxing, managing stress, absorbing your nutrients, getting the nutrients that's helping your body to thrive. Do all these things together and then you'll get really quick results. I promise you. I've seen it so many years.
That's interesting that you said about the detoxing, because I stopped using the infrared sauna after we spoke about, and that for me has been a life changer. So I didn't do it for 2 weeks. So I wonder if that made a difference as well.
I would go into your meditative state and ask. You can also body test. So yourself a little post-it note, for example, and write whatever you want on that post-it note, which could be infrared sauna. Hold it to your chest, you know, in the heart center, feet parallel, and ask, is this beneficial for my fertility now? Even though it's not a physical sauna, it doesn't matter. It's the energy and vibration and the intention behind those words. So that's also a way that you can body test supplements. I know it seems very, very woo-woo, but someone might say, you know, I spoke to a client earlier this morning saying, should I have zeropeptase? And it's like, well, you need to go and body test that. just because it worked for one of your friends may or may not mean it's going to work for you. So these are the things that you need to be looking into. And so even just writing, say, zeropeptase on a post-it note, body testing, and then making sure that there's a congruent brand that doesn't have synthetics and fillers and binders, etc.
And so what hormone test do you recommend us doing? Like a full female hormone panel?
Yes. Now, what's the one called? Dutchie. Have you guys heard of?
Yeah. The urine one, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I would do that.
Fiona. Is there a section in the course on body testing? I haven't actually tried this.
Yeah, there is. I don't know. Okay. Does anyone remember where the body testing section is? No?
I'll look it up. I just haven't tried it. And maybe that's what I need to do.
I can teach you now. It's super simple. I don't know if you've got any supplements at hand or a piece of fruit, whatever, anything.
Yep.
It's consumable. Now, the first one you do is not always accurate. So we're just going to get a reading. It doesn't matter what this reading is. We're going to test something else, then come back to the original one. So you bring it to your heart. Stand with your feet parallel, so the heart band in the center of your chest. Close your eyes and just get grounded. Be really present and ask, is this good for my fertility now? You'll either move forward or back. If you move from side to side, you've got other stuff going on unconsciously and it's not a clear question to source or to your higher self, I should say. You'll feel more weight in your toes or your heels, and it might be very slight. Some of us have really obvious signs and some of us don't, or it might literally just be okay, or it's not going to be that bad for you. So you're not really moving much. Are you getting any movement at all?
Not at the moment.
Just keep breathing into it. The first one you do is always a long time anyway. But just monitor what's happening with the feet. More weight in your toes or heels or...
I would say more in my toes.
Mm-hmm. Right, keep that aside. Grab something else. Anything.
Yep.
And ask, is this good for my fertility now?
Okay, that's in more in my heels.
Okay, so that's a no. That's a no. Go back to the original one and we'll get a proper reading now. Of which is no for now. It doesn't mean no forever. It's like no right now. Body doesn't need it now. So you could test it again tomorrow, whatever that was.
I would say it's kind of in my toes and to the right.
Okay, sometimes that's because whatever it is, what is it that you've got
a glass of squash?
Okay, because what I was going to say was, sometimes there's something in there that your body wants, so you're leaning forward, but you're at a slight diagonal because there's something else in there that your body doesn't want. So squash normally would either have sugar, which is not ideal for fertility, or worst case, it would be a fake sugar. So, you know, anything from hopefully not aspartame. Aspartame is the absolute worst sugar replacement. It could be sucralose, which is still bad, but not as bad. It could be xylitol, which is a good thing, but not normally. And if it's stevia, that is a contraceptive. So you wouldn't want to have stevia. So I don't know what the ingredients is in your squash, but it would make sense. So that, yes, it's saying yes for the water, for the hydration, but slight angle because it would be better without the squash. Unless it's homemade squash. I don't know. What is it that you're drinking? Purchase?
It's ginger cordial.
Okay. In a glass bottle?
It's from a glass bottle, yeah.
Yeah, okay, I know that one. It's got syrup in it, doesn't it?
I think it does, yeah, without checking the ingredients.
I'd say that's what it is.
Okay.
You could do yourself a favour and have real ginger. And if it's not organic, mm-hmm. you definitely chop the and peel the skin off it.
Is the concept then, so if you aren't sure about something, you hold it to your chest, you ask, forwards is good, backwards, no, left or right, I guess it's a not sure.
Well, left or right is, if it's a definite left or right, not a diagonal, it's just, you know, you mm-hmm. haven't asked a clear question, you've got other stuff going on unconsciously.
Okay.
So it's not tapping into the question. So you just keep repeating it, just get grounded, feel your weight in your feet, bring your connection to the earth, take a deep breath, of which in the beginning it seems clunky, like you have to do all these things. After a while, you just pick something up, your body will go yes, or it really throw you back with a no, just like bam, 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 bam. So super quick. So the more you practice, the better it is. You don't have to overthink it. But a diagonal says yes, but there's something in here that's not 100% ideal.
Okay. Because I think I should try that with one of my supplements, because so I've been using the myo-inositol, but I'm not sure whether or not this is or isn't right for me.
Yeah.
Because I find after I've taken it, I get headaches.
Oh, that's not.
So I don't know, but I don't know if it's that or maybe I haven't drunk enough water in the day. So maybe I do just need to body test it to see.
Yeah, I mean, sometimes you need to have supplements and increase your water load.
Mm-hmm.
So you could also just ask, is this what's giving me headaches now? Are you leaning forward for it? Are you leaning back?
Yeah.
Of which, if it's a yes, ask, do I need to decrease my load? Like maybe they say on the packet, have a heaped teaspoon, but you're maybe only needing a quarter or a half. So you can ask dosages. Your body will lean forward and you can always double check. When you are checking, like, you know, how many capsules or whatever, the body will give you the answer better than anyone else.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah, you're very welcome.
Fiona, just really quick, you mentioned stevia.
Mm.
It's really bad. That was one of my questions to ask you because I know you mentioned it in the past. So you said it's a contraceptive?
It's a contraceptive. Fine for when you, you know, have had your first baby, you don't want to have a second one too quickly. Not a problem, but right now, no. It's the best of the sweeteners, allegedly, after xylitol, but we haven't had it around long enough to do long-term tests, but we do know it's a contraceptive.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome. Does anyone else want to share their meditation experience, or are you happy to dive into some new information, or is anyone struggling with the meditation? Which, let me just recap. With the ability to commune with your baby is incredibly important. So I was giving people the tools and techniques to ground, to disconnect from energy cordings and codings that don't serve them, to then have their bubble of protection so they protect. They then have the confidence and ability to commune with their baby spirits, making sure that it's their baby of the light in this lifetime, and checking three times that they get a yes, and on the third time it means yeah, they can commune with the being that they think that they're communing with, and to ask, are you ready now? Am I ready now? Is there anything that needs to be done on my behalf to bring you here now? So that's what we're looking at for people's experience.
Hi, Fiona.
Hi. Hello, hello. Did you give it a go?
Sorry?
Did you give it a go, the meditation?
Yeah, I went today. Yesterday, I was wondering about if it's your inner voice or if, I mean, how you make the differentiation between your inner voice that is always telling you something, or if it's him or her, I don't know. So today I tried and was quite difficult because I couldn't hear anything, but I was trying to find something. Then I was scared about, you yesterday said about something, I don't know, it was like bad spirits or something like that. So then I was scared about what happened if someone is coming or something like that. So I think that I couldn't be connected. And then I was confused about how to hear the voice.
Okay, not a problem. Everyone goes through this at some stage. So it's fine that you've asked it. So that underlying voice, which we always hear, like when we're reading a book, we've got two voices going on. The secondary voice is your ego. Okay, it's there for protecting you, to remind you to have a clean body, to look after yourself, have hygienic situations, et cetera, et cetera. It's quite limited. And this ego is our best friend because it's there to protect us, but it's also our worst enemy because it will limit us from our divine connection to who we really are, which is just an extension of God. We are limitless. But this voice keeps us limited in our third dimension, which is natural for it to begin to play out when you start meditating, because especially when you're delving into something where it's quite an advanced technique. And the first thing that it's hardwired to do is to say, but you're not equipped to do this. You know, this is, you're probably just making this up. Your ego is going to dissolve, and it doesn't want to dissolve because we give so much of our energy to it. We are guided by our ego from the ages of 2 or 3 or 5, depending on when our parents, you know, how our parents were communicating with us and what was going on in the family realm. So for you, what I'd like you to be doing is just remembering before you go into this, that this is natural for you. You have the ability, you have the skills, we all do. You don't need to be learning rituals anymore. That's so gone, okay? It's all about your divine instant connection to source. And when you are evolving into this higher state of consciousness, it means you're accessing energy through your heart, which is your portal to the divine, to your higher self, to everything spiritual. We know we are spiritual. We are more of a spiritual being than a physical. We've only have one layer of physical, and the rest of the layers are spiritual and energetic. So we've got to remember that. And remember, when you're communing with spirit, it's not about being small and being scared, because that's not your natural state. So fear is the opposite of your natural state, which is love. And the definition of God is all love. So it's like an energy that's not congruent. So that would have instantly blocked any messages, because you are wanting to work with the light of highest truth. You're wanting to work with the light, love, God. And yet you weren't in that vibration. And this is also an important technique to learn when communicating with your future children. If you slip into that ego state, which is the natural state that we've programmed ourselves to be into, then your baby can, or your child, you know, when it's a toddler, will literally not hear you, because it doesn't resonate in that frequency and doesn't want to resonate in that frequency. So it's important that we start learning now, which is the perfect time, because you're wanting to learn all these skills before baby comes. Bring the energy from your head of doubt, lack, whatever, which is so untrue, into the heart. You are loved. You are protected. This is a safe thing to do. Even though I said there are rogue entities, yes, there are. There always will be. And you should be protecting yourselves anyway, daily, ladies. You know, ground and protect yourself before you meditate, regardless of what meditation you're doing, before you go to a supermarket, but just when you wake up in the morning. Ground and protect, because the more you raise your vibration, the more you will be attracting rogue entities, because you're more juicy to harvest. And when I say harvest, It's your potential that you're not harvesting yourself, so they will come in and harvest it because it's called sloosh. Like they prefer it if you're in a negative state, and you when you give yourself over to lack thoughts, you're then triggering yourself into a negative state. So in these meditations, you must see yourself as this being that is as equal to everything else that you're communicating with. You're not less than them. So you own your power and you confidently ask, but you don't have to expect a response in that situation because everyone's got free will. And secondly, spirit will match your energy. So if you're in a state that you're not even conscious of, which is maybe a bit of fear, a bit of anxiety, or a bit of desperation, they won't communicate with you in that state. It doesn't match their vibration. So it's about, if I'm not getting anything, just relax more. Just center myself. Have visuals where you're protected by your ancestors or protected by beautiful angels of the light or being supported in Mother Earth's womb, whatever works for you. You command that in your mind and you create that in your reality. And then in that state, like you might prefer having Archangel Michael, for example, just being with you, he's protective. Whatever works. And then from that state, you are open to receiving their messages, not just in the meditation, but say to them, if I don't hear anything from you now, please give me signs and symbols that I can see within the next week. Give me clarity. Make it obvious. Like tell them that, because we humans are a little bit, you know, slow learners according to them. So we need it really obvious because we are hardwired to doubt ourselves, which is the ego. So remember, your ego will be throwing a tantrum the more you activate your heart, and it will be natural for your ego to go, you're just making this up. This isn't really what you're able to do. Go and ask someone else to do it for you. You can ask other people to do it for you, but you have the skills within. Okay. I recommend at least trying it yourself. And then secondly, going to someone else and maybe getting the same information just to give you that first round of confidence, but it's not needed. Does that make sense?
Yes, totally. I told him,
good.
If you are not ready to communicate with me, so help me, maybe another soul can do it. Or if not, please give me some signs during the next day. So
beautiful.
I felt that maybe in the next days he will show me something. So I'm totally open. And then when the fears came, I also think about what you said yesterday, that we are part of God. So the beautiful things should be inside us, inside us. So yes, I'm working on that. And it's beautiful, but I need to ground more and to work more on that. Thank you, Fiona.
Exactly. And it's not trying hard, remember? Because this new realm that you guys are in, this fifth dimensional state, it's not about trying hard. It's about relaxing into it, being a magnet. Because the information's all around us. Stop strangling it from coming through. Just let it be. And you can always double check when you get a message. Did I just make that up? Or is that a message coming through? Then go into a meditative state and ask. And you don't have to be in meditation for hours or even more than 20 minutes. Just get grounded, ask the question, and double check the question. Ask it the other way around so you get a clear yes, no. And this information is available to you at all times. Now, I did mention it yesterday, but I do want to reiterate a couple of things. When there is a rogue entity, they won't necessarily be scary. For some people, they have a scary experience in meditation, which blocks them from wanting to meditate again, okay? Just be mindful that if that happens to you, then you are extremely advanced and it's just a way to scare you off from delving into these untapped skills that you have. It doesn't have to happen to everyone. It hasn't happened to me. So it may or may not happen to you, but I'm just giving you some possibilities. The other thing is, the dark or rogue entities, they often appear as very clear, a clear word. Like so often the messages from the light can be a little faint, like your intuition can be a little faint. But when communing with the rogue entities that are posing to be of the light, it will be very clear, very easy to communicate with them. Sometimes it's a bit of an addictive energy as well. So be mindful of that. But definitely guard yourself. If any being in any way, shape or form wants to enter your heart, let me into your heart. I can guide you. Whatever terms that allow, you know, open your heart to me. No, your heart is your sacred chamber. A being of the light would never, ever ask to enter your heart. Does that make sense?
I have a question, Fiona. Yeah. So it sounds like you need to ground, protect, and possibly call in Archangel Michael, and then disconnect from codings and cordings, then ask three times, is this you? Would you address, like, how would you identify, like, who are you calling in? Obviously, your baby, but how would you make that connection? Or
are you my baby of the light in this lifetime?
Okay.
Are you my baby of the light in this lifetime? Ask it three times. Wait for an answer.
Okay.
First time you always hear a yes.
Second right.
time, yes. If you hear a no on the third time, because lawfully, and every being adheres to the natural laws that is in the spirit realm, because they're all conscious of it, they have to tell the truth on the third time. So if you get a no, don't get scared. Send them up to the light. Simple.
Right. Okay. And then you ask them, are you ready to come, or what do I need to do to bring you in now? What questions do you recommend?
Any questions, but you don't strangle the energy of the questions.
Okay.
So you just
sort of like, you know, you don't get like, when is this going to happen kind of thing.
Exactly. Because that is a state of lack.
Right.
They probably won't even come and commune with you.
Right.
When it's born, it won't commune with you. When you're in that state, you must access your heart. Be in that heart space. You're open, you're soft, you're grounded, you're graceful, you're abundant, you're fearless, you're all love. You're simply asking a question, which you know you have the birthright to receive.
Right. Could you say, like, what is it you want me to know?
Yep.
Or something like that?
What do you need to know? But it's to tie in with, you've got to be really specific. The more specific we are with spirit, the more specific the answers. To tie in with you coming now.
Right.
Now is the time word that we always use. Incarnating here on earth. Because we don't just want baby to come and then go and you have a miscarriage.
Right.
Really crystal clear. You might want to plan the questions before you even ask. Or if you ask and then you might get upset with an answer or something, you can always run the answer past me because I'll hear your exact wording and go, that's also open to answering it from this perspective. So for example, when you said, what do you have to tell me? May or may not have to do with fertility. You know, you're looking for fertility to have you now, but you didn't say that. So we must be crystal clear.
Okay.
Could you say, what do I need to do for you to come now?
Yeah. To come now, to then be born upon this earth. That would be even more precise. Because to come now means, I can come. Do you want me to be in physical
form? To be born.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because you do. You want them to be born. And you want them to be healthy. You might want to specify that. You to be that perfectly healthy, happy baby. Mm-hmm. Or is there anything?
Sorry.
I was just going to say, or is there anything I need to tell my partner, I need to tell my husband that they can benefit from so that you can be born as a happy, healthy baby in 2021? Like, be really crystal clear.
I was really struggling just kind of mentally with other people having their babies. And I don't know, maybe it being a bit in my face, even though a lot of people have no idea kind of I'm going through. And actually, after doing a meditation last night, one of my work colleagues had a baby today and she sent a picture, and I felt completely different when I saw the picture. I didn't feel like, oh, here's another baby. I felt really happy for her, and I feel like it's only now that I'm thinking about it, I realize I didn't feel a sense of lack when I saw her baby. And maybe that's the kind of turning point I need. But I felt really grounded when I did my meditation last night.
Good. Because that's activating the true essence of you, not your ego. Your ego has lack. Your ego is trying to define yourself, but you must have this, you must have that in order to be happy. Your soul, your inner essence, the true essence of you, doesn't want or need for anything. It's completely content. And that's why it's important to really reconnect. And that's why you say, I was really grounded in my meditation. Yeah, you are accessing the truth of who you are. And it's beautiful to see so many pregnant women around you, or women giving birth, because that's saying, hey, look at what's happening. Because in your subconscious mind, let me just regress. Your brain takes in everything, and there's a lot of information to process. So if you're focusing on having a baby, you will start seeing lots of pregnant women and women having babies. They're sharing this information with you because that's what you're programming to focus on. I hardly ever see out on the streets pregnant women, women with babies. They might be there. I don't even notice them because it's not something I'm focused on. And we're speaking to earlier this morning in this morning's group. We've got Lorraine here, and Lorraine was saying, yeah, you know, I used to be focusing on getting a new car, and I ended up getting a red car because I was seeing lots of red cars and focusing on red cars, and then it happened. So this kind of stuff is real, and I will send you some more information on it, the science behind it. But it's a good thing. It's a good thing that people are sharing this with you, because it also says you're next in line. Like, embrace this energy of abundance and fertility that is around you. You know? Because I'm sure she didn't share that with every single work colleague, or, you know, people are sharing this kind of stuff because they want to share their joy with you. And it's also spirit and your baby going, look, you keep asking for signs, we're showing you a sign.
One thing I've bringing that subject up actually about friends and things and babies I've struggled with is my best friend. I think I've said to you about this before, but she's had a really bad journey, and it's really weird how we've had the most wonderful friendship our whole lives since we were five, and we've both come to a time in our lives where it's really difficult. Like, she can't support me through this, and I can't support her, and she's had miscarriage after miscarriage, multiple miscarriages. And I've just had to like step away, and it's been so difficult, but I've had to, and she understands, and it's okay, and we will be okay in the future. But she just has no end of problems with her pregnancies, and she's just had her baby's just been born at 26 weeks in hospital at the moment, so it's not going to be coming out till November. But it's all these stuff, it's just too much for me. Like, I'm wondering if that's sort of adds to my kind of
because, you know, it is
my fears because it builds. I have an anxiety in me where my solar plexus, I feel it, and I know it's not right. But I mean, she's my best friend. It's very difficult how we've had come to this, and yes, it's weird. It's like I've almost got to wait until that she's got through that, and then I'll have my time almost.
I mean you know that it's affecting you because you've got an emotional charge with it. Be mindful of that, ladies. What is giving you an emotional charge that is a negative emotional charge? Because that is something that's in your subconscious that is manifesting for you. So if you say, oh, people are experiencing this and I'm worrying, is that going to affect me? If you're thinking about it, like obsessing about it, like randomly when you're doing something mundane, it just keeps coming to you. Yes, you have a heightened emotional charge. In fact, you have a cording to this, which is why we say in the meditations, disconnect from causes and hurries that do not serve my highest good.
That's what I've stopped. And actually, since talking to you, I've stopped doing that now. And when I think of her, when she messages me, which she did recently, and I've just sent my love.
Good.
And then I switch off from it and I don't think about it, which is good. Yeah.
Really, really good. And it's tough because she's your best friend. I'm not saying to close your heart to her.
No, which I haven't. Good. You know.
You said you're sending your love to her. You must... Everybody must be in a state of core splitting honesty. Not everyone wants to hear your opinions. I'm not saying go shout your opinions to everybody, because you know, sometimes you're imposing your will on others if people don't want to hear your opinions. But if someone asks a question, or if people are engaging in you, it's all about core splitting honesty, because there's no right or wrong. There's only truth and where you are on that truth spectrum. And this next stage of enlightenment that we're all moving into and have become part of, everything revolves around truth. So own your truth, speak from the heart. And if you've got friends like this, let them know, I am finding it really hard to support you. I want to support you, for my well-being right now, for my mental sanity. I'm not perfect. I just cannot support you on this. And I love you. And I just need a bit more time. No one can be angry with you on that. And I know it can be hard, but it's not about you giving your energy away to everyone. At the moment, if you have a fertility issue, it means you don't have enough energy for you. So don't keep giving it to everyone else until you fill your cup up, and you know when you will, because you're going to feel amazing. You're going to be so ecstatic, so joyful, so confident on this journey. You won't have hormonal issues. All these things are going to be back into balance. And from that state, you can give and give and give and give to everyone else that needs that energy from you, of which it's never from you, it's from Father Sky, Mother Earth, that you're allowing to move through you. So you must always activate that when you're giving yourself to someone. It is that energy. It's not your personal energy, because your personal energy is required for your well-being.
Fiona, can I ask a question, please?
Please, yes.
The first one is around the castor oil. You said that we can put it on our stomach. Is it the stomach you put it on and inside the navel?
The abdomen. So it's like the area between hip to hip.
Hip to hip. Yeah.
Navel, you know, over the liver.
Oh, hip just over the liver, not where the womb is.
Yes, definitely over the womb. But also you want to just bring it across to the liver as well. To bring extra blood flow to the liver. The liver processes up to 80% of our hormones. We want to detoxify the liver. It's a great way to detoxify. Yes, bring the extra oil to the abdomen, the whole of the abdomen, not literally the stomach, which is half underneath the left rib. Extra in the navel. I then use the excess, personally, when I do it, on the heels of my feet, if they're dry, on my face, because it's great for anti-wrinkles, in my hair. I've actually got a castor oil pack on in my hair at the moment. You know, it stimulates hair growth as well. Good for anything you want, be it dandruff, blackheads, you name it. Like, it's so good for the body.
I'll do that. And the final question was around, there's two more. Did the folic, the mineral thing we're talking about with regarding the water. So I distill my water. I usually put 4 liters in a glass container. Do I need to put the drops in that, or every time I drink?
You need to put it in the 4 liter container.
Oh, I can put it in the 4 liter container. Okay. Yeah.
And if you have the Powerfully Pure the Powerfully Pure Folic Minerals, it's just 7. It's very potent. You only need 7 drops, so it's going to last a very long time per day. That's going to give you the right amount of prebiotics and probiotics and extra nutrients in the water. So just 7 drops. If you drink 2 liters a day, then you put 14 drops in your 4 liters.
Okay. And the final question is, to try and find organic strawberries around here is a bit difficult. Can I get like powdered strawberries? Is it okay? I don't know if they do powdered. I don't know if they do powdered.
Anything that's further away from its natural source when it's grown is more difficult for your body to break down.
Okay.
Anything that's freeze-dried for freshness is fine, but if it's freeze-dried to be, you know, rehydrated, for example, it is not as ideal unless you rehydrate it, but it won't be as good as a fresh strawberry.
Yeah, because I've got strawberries in abundance, but it's the organic ones. I don't know if, you know, Marks and Spencer's have the organic ones. I just see strawberries. That's the problem.
You couldn't pay me to have a non-organic strawberry. They're that toxic.
Okay.
Yeah.
I will leave strawberries out then.
Definitely strawberries out. Raspberries are much better for fertility.
Oh, raspberry. Okay. Raspberries.
And they're also easier to get, I find.
Frozen raspberries you can get, can't you? They're okay, aren't they?
Yeah, because they're snap frozen. I mean, obviously the life force in a fruit or vegetable is going to be better, but it's the second best thing, especially if you're organic. So you just defrost it. Try not to have frozen things because it can upset the spleen. Spleen's very sensitive to frozen cold foods in general.
All right, that was it. Thank you.
No, good question.
Fiona, I have a question. I'm not sure if anyone here can relate, so I'm going to try to word this as best I can. So I feel like when I go on this call, everybody's on the same page, and it's nice to know that you have these feelings and you're not alone I tend to be a very private person to begin with, so not many people know that I struggle with this. Is it, I hate to use the word normal, but is it normal that you want to kind of be by yourself during this time, and when you get invites to like maybe a friend's house or something like that, that you tend to feel like you want to decline rather than be around others that don't know what you're going through?
Yes, and it's also especially for women that start working with me, because you are enjoying more and more of your personal time. You're enjoying this divine connection to source. And, you know, we're always, our mind's hardwired for pleasure. Am I going to get more pleasure being around other people where usually my clients give themselves all the time? So they could be drained in that situation. Or am I enjoying my company, my connection to source, my whatever it may be, which I would therefore prefer? So it just depends. It's, you know, you are shifting. We are trying to cultivate more energy. If you like to go to these parties and you feel high vibe when you're there and you get a lot from it, and you're deciding, no, I want to be retreating, then I would check in and say, is this self-sabotage? Because of course the ego, as you are developing down this path, will be literally throwing a tantrum to try and get your attention to keep you limited. So that's when you can say, what's going to make me feel better? What's going to bring me more joy? That's your guiding question. And the joy answer is the answer for you.
Thank you.
Does that make sense? Yeah, I'd relate to that a little bit as well. I enjoy my company actually, just more so actually than going out and doing things. I don't really enjoy going out to bars and things like that anymore. I just prefer to just do my thing. And yeah, and I also find on this journey that I'm going to meet different people as well. Like my friendships are changing. Yeah, and the enjoyment. Yeah, I'm noticing being around certain people, I'm enjoying more than it's interesting. Yeah.
Keep guiding where the enjoyment is your guide.
It's your, my heart, like where that feels right. Yeah, it's funny. Yeah, it's wonderful actually. Yeah.
Yeah, it's your internal compass, and it's beautiful when you've got that connection, which once you have it and you know about it, you can't not know about it. Whether you choose to keep doing it or not is another thing. Yeah, that was a really good question, and thank you so much for sharing that.
Sorry, Fiona. Sorry. Just in terms of getting kind of the information, you know, where you're sending stuff, I don't feel like I'm getting some of that stuff from the information for the group.
Okay, could everyone please just add as a contact support@awakeningfertility.com and Fiona@awakeningfertility.com. Mm-hmm. That will be the ones that I'll be sending it to you from. All the information. So there is a newsletter coming out today, which will come from support, but with this particular group, it comes from Fiona normally. So please just add that. And okay, so I was just talking to myself, obviously. So brain fog, reasons for brain fog. Gotta love technology. could be from heavy metal exposure, really common sign and symptom. And there is a massive link between heavy metal issues and fertility. You could get a hair sample and send that off to see if you have heavy metal exposure. The chances are you probably do, because it's in the air that we breathe. It's in the water that we drink. It's in the food that we eat. So would do you wonders to detoxify from heavy metals. There are many different types of detoxifications for heavy metals. I've personally created my own, which is what I have in the Powerful Pure range, which actually magnet drawing the heavy metals out. We then soak up any additional toxins like herbicides, fungicides, pesticides, and then we clear it out of the colon really quickly. Will you suffer detox symptoms? No. Is it easy to take whilst you're working and have a busy life? Yes. You can add it to your morning lemon drink. Simple. You must drink it quickly, so you wouldn't have a hot drink. You'd have it as a room temperature drink, because it will coagulate. It's designed to fill the gut quickly. You need to have excess water when you're doing it, because it's going to be flushing everything out super quick. So that's heavy metals. That's what causes brain fog and lethargy. Another thing that causes brain fog and lethargy is poor sleep. There's many reasons why we have poor sleep, But that's also quite important. Even dizziness could be from lack of sleep. It could be the fact that you can't stay asleep or you struggle to get to sleep, so you have limited hours. We do need to thrive. Most of us, and I say most because I do know people that can thrive on 4 or 5 hours sleep, which is my husband, which makes my life incredibly difficult when it comes to sleeping. But most of us need 7 to 8 hours to thrive. You will know if you need slightly more or slightly less because of how you feel. So give yourself the benefit by sleeping in a dark room, getting exercise. And if you don't have enough time to exercise, do your Qigong, because Qigong balances your energy. And I find that when I practice Qigong regularly, when my head hits that pillow, I am out. If I don't practice Qigong, then I find myself needing melatonin and other things to help me to wind down. Now, melatonin, on that note, is not necessarily ideal unless you are doing IVF and you're planning when you're going to be pregnant. If you're doing a natural pregnancy, you wouldn't. Melatonin is not recommended. And in fact, in Australia, it's a prescription. You can't even get melatonin over the counter like you can in the UK. So it is a hormone produced by the body, produced by the pineal gland. It's getting enough sunshine will help you to, it's all about light, you know, that energy cultivation, which is what you get from Qigong. Qigong means energy cultivation. So if you're doing your Qigong, you're doing your exercises outside or connecting to light and having that kind of balanced lifestyle, you will sleep better. So these are the reasons why we can have brain fog and lethargy. Could also be lack of mineral absorption. And that could be due to stress, where we have an increased amount of hydrochloric acid. We cannot be in a stressed state and a digest state at the same time. If we're stressed, we're not digesting properly. And if you don't have enough hydrochloric acid or energy in the digestive system, then it could mean that extra bacteria begins to grow. So therefore it's going to inhibit absorption. There's many, many different reasons as to what could be happening on that level. You could do a stool test. I'm a big fan of stool tests. They are quite difficult to do here in the UK, but you can do it. And just try to see what your gut bacteria is like. How's the hydrochloric acid going? Do you need digestive enzymes? You could also just go and body test these additional supplements and see, is that what's needed? You would know because you're feeling tired. You know, you're eating well, you're taking good supplements, but you're tired. You know, maybe you need the extra assistance. It could be due to lack of B12. I have had one client in all this time where she's had too much B12, which actually inhibits her from getting pregnant. So again, you don't just want to start randomly taking stuff, at least body test. And there's different types of B12. You know, there's most of the cheap B12, if you're getting cheap supplements, comes from yeast. A lot of us can't do too well on too much yeast. So you've got to be careful of the supplement. You know, you try different brands, body test different things. And if you find something that works for you, stick with it. Excuse me. If you're getting a cheap B12 that's meant to give you energy, and you notice that when you go to the toilet and you urinate it out and it's quite bright, which is what B12 will look like if it's not absorbed by the body, then there's no point in you consuming that thing because you're just literally pouring it down the loo. Your body's not absorbing it. That's why you're seeing it in the toilet bowl. It's that bright urine. Are you all familiar with that? You've all seen that? It's incredible. It's very noticeable.
Yeah, I was going to actually ask you about that. So I've got a B12, which I've got from the one you recommend, yeah. Amrita. Yeah, but it is bright, so that's not working then for me.
No. Okay.
I think it's that one anyway, because I've got quite a few that I'm taking. So but I think it's that.
So if you've got quite a few that you're taking, you might be overlapping in the B12, therefore your body's naturally urinating out what it doesn't need.
Okay.
Body test all your supplements together and see what it's like when you take, you know, you should be leaning forward for all of them together. I do have another client who's literally body testing everything every single day. Now, you don't have to be that anal. If it's going to cause you stress and you don't have time, don't worry about it. Even just once a week, just do a random test. Yeah. And if unconsciously you think, oh, I keep forgetting to take that supplement, probably because your higher intelligence is saying you don't need that right now. You don't really forget. You're just being guided. So, yeah, be careful because you don't want to be overtaking the B12.
Okay. Right. Yeah, I'll work it out. Thank you for glad you brought that up because I kept meaning to ask. Yeah, one of them.
Like, for example, the marine phytoplankton that I know that you're on. Ask, is this enough B12 for me now?
That one's fine. I know that one is. It's not that one. I can tell. I just know. Yeah.
Yeah. So have that combined with the other. Have a marine phyto with the others and see which one is it working well with.
Right. Okay.
And it's for now. It's not a reflection for next week or next year. I mean, obviously, you'd have to change it before next year. But, you know, everything's changing. So just see what you need for now because that's really what we want.
Yeah. Okay. Lovely. Thank you.
My pleasure. So, you know, other reasons for brain fog and lethargy is candida. Now, I even have clients or I've had clients who have no signs of candida until we delve deeper and I get them to do special tests. And then they go, oh my goodness, I'm riddled with candida, but I don't get thrush. So I never realized I had candida. So, you know, that's a classic thing. Brain fog.
Out about that because actually we did talk about this, didn't we? Because yeah, I remember this now. Actually, we've spoken about this before. Yeah, shows you my brain fog.
Things like just a little bit of imbalance with the heavy metals, a little bit of imbalance with sugar overload and yeast overload and candida, or imbalance from sleeping well. It could be a series of sort of few little things that begin to really start impacting the body. So you can always ask, you know, body test, create your post-it notes and body test, or go into meditation and ask, or get some physical tests done. Then we've got peace of mind. But often it can be due to, you know, lack of absorption. So we might want to do a gut cleanse, clearing the mucus in the gut lining. There's lots of things, but even if you just sit in meditation and ask for the answer, ask your higher self in the light of highest truth. Show me or tell me, make it clear, make it obvious.
Just before you move on, I'll tell you a quick story about brain fog and being feeling lightheaded. About 3 or 4, not before Olivia was born, so about 7 or 8 years ago, it feels like yesterday. I was working for a different company and literally I was working away from home and working, staying in hotels and things like that. And I literally remember waking up one morning, total brain fog, not feeling my right self. And I thought something's wrong. I've been poisoned or something. So I tried to do the whole elimination piece. And I thought, oh, I wonder if I've got parasites or something or candida or whatever. But anyway, went to my GP. Spoke to him and, you know, he came out with stuff. Oh, how old are you? And I said, oh, I'm 30 something. Oh, haven't you had a baby yet? And I'm like, I'm not there for that, but I'm there for, you know, for this. So anyway, he started to talk and chat and didn't really, what did he do? I think he prescribed me antidepressants, anti-anxiety drugs.
Oh.
Because he believed that I was stressed because of my job and that was causing my dizziness. So I just thought, plonker. So I said, yeah, give me the prescription, but I thought I'm going to rip it up anyway. I'm not going to do it. It still happened. It's still going on. And I went back to him because I thought, oh my God, now I'm thinking it's cancer. It's something serious because I'm really, really dizzy. So I went back to him and I sat down and he talked about the book that he was writing. And I said, listen, I'm still having this problem. You need to help me. And he said, oh, what do you want me to do? At the time I had private healthcare, I said, I want a scan. I said, give me a scan. Just write down the referral. I'll pay for it. I've got private healthcare. And that's it. And that's what he did. But otherwise than that, if I'd have taken that on board, I would have been on anti-anxiety drugs, which also are indicative to your fertility, right? Mm-hmm. Yeah. Which I knew that as well. So.
And anti-anxiety. Yeah. All of that.
Yeah. 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 So. And he never said anything about the gut, nothing about absorption, nothing at all, not one iota.
In his defense, he's not trained. Doctors, I think, are trained for like maximum 3 months on nutrition. So they're not, especially GPs, they're there as general just literally refer you on to someone who's more specialized.
Yeah.
Secondly, in his defense, and I'm not a fan of antidepressants myself, however, stress is the other thing I was going to say. When you're stressed, you will get involved, you will have, you know, worse memories because you've got a lot to think about, a lot going on. When I say worst memories, worst memories that you're, you know, thinking of the negative, hardwired to be more negative because you're lacking energy, you're highly stressed. You know, when we're stressed, all the blood goes to our extremities, so we're not able to heal, digest, reset, rebalance, and keep it healing.
Yeah, I was studying and working at the same time, so, and I was in a relationship, so, yeah.
Yeah, and then also lack of sleep, combining with stress, not being grounded, all these things add up, but yes.
So I guess he wasn't so bad then.
In his defense, if he was given more of a holistic sense of training.
Yeah.
Try meditating, try sleeping more.
Yeah.
Try doing that. And then we'll see, you know, as opposed to what they're trained as, like, try this medication.
Yeah.
So he knew in his defense.
Yeah.
You can get doctors that understand both languages. They are holistic and also Western medicine doctors. Mm. So that's great when you get doctors like that. The other thing as well is parasites, which you had mentioned.
Yeah.
Parasites is a thing. You get parasites from, obviously when we travel, there's exotic parasites. Everywhere. You get parasites from meat. You get parasites from fish. So like smoked salmon, riddled with parasites. Wild has it too, not just
the fish.
Yeah. You're consuming parasites. So you must have fully cooked meat. Don't have rare meat. Cook it well. Don't burn it. The black is carcinogenic.
Yeah.
Barbecue. So we want to just have it.
So no barbecues then.
Barbecues, but pick off the black.
Okay. You know what I mean? I like that. I like the black part.
Have it in small
doses. Everyone like it though.
You'll just have it in small doses and know if I'm having this, I'm therefore not going to have a sugary dessert because my body can't be fighting everything at the same time.
Yeah. Yeah.
How can I be kind to my body but still do what I want to do? Yeah, so parasites are a big thing. You get parasites. Meat is the worst for parasites and being the most toxic meat on the planet.
Which meat is that?
Yeah, have a guess.
Pork.
Pork.
Yes. Beef.
Pork.
Pork. It's pork.
Is it pork?
Yeah.
Dirty meat. I would not.
I know.
Fertility meat. It wouldn't have it. I definitely wouldn't have it.
It's not even organic.
Even organic.
Really?
It's one of the worst meats to have.
Okay.
I had pork belly before and I was in absolute agony. I can't eat pork, Really reacts.
I'm glad that your body reacted. The other thing as well that could be causing these kinds of issues is mold, black mold. Black mold is 25% of the world's population is allergic to black mold. It's incredibly debilitating. So if you feel dizzy when you're in a bathroom or something, there's probably mold spores. So avoid mold like the plague, especially if you don't know if you are having issues with mold or not. But don't kill mold with bleach. Bleach is not good for fertility. It's linked to causing breast cancer. We don't need bleach. Don't inhale it. Whatever you inhale goes into the bloodstream.
All right, so I have to get rid of my bleach then.
Yeah.
Get rid of my Domestos spray bleach.
In saying that, in the UK, it's very difficult to get rid of the lime scale. So most of us are using bleach down the loo. You can get other lime scale removers, but they are more difficult. You can use bicarb soda and lemon juice as well as vinegar, but it just takes a lot longer to eat away at the lime scale when you're used to using something really quick and strong. But you don't have bleach in the house anyway with children. You know, with you having your new baby, the toxic fumes is just not good.
Too much. Okay.
Okay.
Yep. So, yep.
What to do when suffering miscarriages? When it comes to miscarriage, there are different reasons as to why we miscarry. It's not always about blaming yourself. That's where most of, I was going to say, us go wrong. It's no right or wrong. It's just not correct, which is why you feel so horrible when you do blame yourself. So that your emotional guidance system is telling you whether you are on track with the truth or you've come off track. So if you're thinking a certain way, which is making you feel horrendous, that's not the correct resonance of truth. Mm. Keep opening your mind. So if it's not you that caused the miscarriage, we need to have a look deeper. Baby's got free will. Now, for whatever reason, baby decided not to come down. Maybe because chromosomally it wasn't right and the baby didn't want to be living in that. It could be your body saying it's not chromosomally right. This is a standard scientific fact that a miscarriage is your body usually saying it wasn't the right genetic form, so we got rid of it. So you need to thank your body. You need to thank your baby, because I know that most of my clients only want to have a happy, healthy baby. So be thankful, be grateful. You could have had a soul contract where this baby was only meant to be residing within you, within your womb, not to be birthed. And you'd have said, yes, 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 that's not a problem. I want you to experience life just in my womb. So it's about letting go. Okay, it didn't work for a reason. You don't know what that reason is until you go into these deep meditative states. And I'd love for you guys to practice this over the weekend. See what messages come up for you. If you have suffered a miscarriage, if you haven't miscarried, then, and you have fears around it, then that's when the mind mastery is really important for you. Because otherwise, the chances of you manifesting your fears are incredibly high. So mind mastery, and I'm sure I've spoken about it with you before, it's where you are clearing those mental blocks that are preventing the easy birth, the healthy baby from coming. Now, you know, you guys are all signed up to this course because you want to be having your baby in 2021. And it's owning that and being okay with that and knowing it's going to be a happy, healthy baby. So when these miscarriages happen, the other things that we need to look at is sperm health. Because according to traditional Chinese medicine, a miscarriage in the first trimester is down to sperm health. Secondly, of course, it comes down to womb health and egg health. But as you know, it's actually the follicle health that we're going by. So it's how you were living physically, mentally, emotionally, how you were detoxing, how you were absorbing nutrients, all that kind of stuff, 9 months prior to that conception. And again, TCM, traditional Chinese medicine, say that someone's age is 9 months prior to when their birthday was. And they're talking about all that powerful gestation period, which actually starts from 9 months prior to that. So there is a lot of science around all of this too. It's not just spiritual. And I want you to realize that when preparing your follicles and your ovaries can overheat easily. So if we hold excess anger, which is actually stored in the liver, each organ holds different emotions, and excess anger can be stored in the liver. It can also be then transferred when that liver is overloaded into the secondary stage is your ovaries. Now we need warmth for fertility. We need blood flow for fertility. But when you have that excess heat, okay, it's putting your body out of balance. We require a lot of energy to keep the excess heat, and it's channeled out of balance. So we want to be able to manage our anger, our irritability, our frustration. So of course, a lot of this comes through the mind. So that's why a lot of mind work is really important and looking at what's triggering you. And it can be the other way around. It can be you've just got this emotional imbalance, or you've actually got congestion in the ovaries, or you've got congestion in the liver, which is then causing you to be angry and irritable. So it's that two-way thing. So at the end of the day, if that's what's happening, you want to be cleansing and clearing those organs anyway. So liver needs green. It's a healing color for your meditations. It's a healing that you do with your qigong, and that you consume more green vegetables. You know, so there's lots of other things that we can talk about as to what organs do well with what foods and whatnot, but it's all actually in the online course. So do dive into that aspect of that to get that kind of information. It's not all in one section. Like, for example, the ovaries is all in the PCOS sections, the polycystic ovarian syndrome, and the endometriosis section. So have a look at that. If you want it in a clearer place, I'm happy to redo that for you guys and just regather all some information, have it in one spot, which I will do because I'm sure that that's what you do want.
Fiona, does that also apply to males as well?
Yeah,
Yeah. Interesting. And then what if they have high cholesterol? It just means the whole thing's connected, right?
Everything's connected, yeah, 100%. Yeah. Cholesterol is actually linked to sugar, not fat. So it causes like a fatty deposit, but what causes it is sugar and processed foods that are sugary, not fat. So a lot of people will start to eliminate fat from their diet, but the brain needs fat to function, to thrive. So it's actually the sugar that needs to be looked at. And it could even just be basic fruit sugars, but when you become that imbalanced, even fruit sugar will be tipping you over the edge. So it's about reducing it to avocados, lemons, olives, and berries. They're the only sugars that you'll be fine on. They don't trigger sugar in the body. Minimizing things like corn, carrot, peas, potato, white potato, that triggers sugar in the body. Depends on how extreme. It's the same thing that when you're following a candida diet, you'd follow that kind of regime for high cholesterol diet. And of course, I truly believe that everything is psychosomatic. Everything's triggered in the brain, whether it was your initial thought, something that you have picked up as a child, something random you misunderstood. Remember, for the first 7 years post the womb, because it's happening in the womb as well, we are hardwired to be sponges, to absorb everything. So you might have heard something on TV or radio or people talking and misunderstood something, and then that became your reality, which could be, oh, maybe I'm going to struggle to have children when I'm older, or I hope I'm going to be good enough to have children or have enough energy, or that's a disease I've never heard of, and you start thinking about it and you think, I don't want to have that, but you start creating that reality of having it. Just random stuff. Everything can be resorted. It's just a miscommunication that's playing out in your body. There's a good book, and some of you, in fact, Lorraine, it was you. It's by Louise Hay, who's recently passed away. She wrote, and this is what was incredibly famous, and she then founded Hay House Publishing. But her initial book was You Can Heal Your Life. And she talks about different ailments and what they mean. So what's the psychosomatic reason behind you suffering from that? She gives you a little affirmation to overcome that. It's usually because you're resonating some kind of fear. Some of it's to do with the way you were brought up with your parents. But it is a handy little book to have. Louise Hay, You Can Heal Your Life. Just to show you the psychosomatic reasons behind why things are manifesting in the body as they are. Because remember, the body's never working against us. The body speaks our mind. And there's also lots of books on that topic too. It's just like, what is my body trying to tell me? You know, what's needing to be rebalanced? What needs more love? What needs balance, you know, thought-wise and also environmentally? Helping to detoxify, helping to give the extra nutrients, whatever it may be, helping it to regenerate, whatever it needs assistance with. So the same can be applied with miscarriages. But then it is also, you can go in and you can say to your communion of souls, you know, your babies that want to come through this lifetime, if there is a pact for one of you to come down and to only live life in my womb, I don't want to continue that pact anymore. I choose now to disconnect from that. If you feel that you genuinely cannot handle a miscarriage and you don't want to go through that, you have free will. You just need to commune and say, please don't come down. And they will honor that. They're not going to force their will upon you. But if you have a pact that you've forgotten about, which everything here on this earth we have mostly forgotten on purpose, we're meant to go through that amnesia for our spiritual growth so we remember who we are, by experiencing who we're not, by experiencing our opposite. So just go in and commune with baby. So you know you don't have to have any fears around miscarriage because it's not going to be there. Baby's not going to force itself upon you in that unwanted way. It just doesn't work like that. Life doesn't work like that. We've just been preconditioned with certain limitations which are not serving us anymore, and you're not subscribing to that information anymore.
Oh, can I just ask? One little quick question. You know, you said about getting a gut test. Where is the best place to get a gut test? Is it the doctors?
Is it the NHS doctors?
Yeah.
I wouldn't say.
Yeah.
For me, it depends on the doctor. But if you go private, you can say, this is what I want. Or you can look up gut. You don't even have to go through a doctor. It depends on if you're private medical. No.
I couldn't even get a test once for something to do with my tongue. So I don't think I'll get it from the doctors. So that's why I'm asking, where can you get it from? Yeah.
I have never been able to even get a stool test from them.
Yeah, all that. That's it, yeah.
So yeah, I would go to a private person, somewhere local to you, something that's easy. A lot of this stuff is actually in the Northern Hemisphere exported to the US. And all of our tests, we do the test and it's done in the US and then we have to wait 6 weeks for it to come back. So you might want to just bypass that and do the test yourself. However, it is all also beneficial to do it through a practitioner that can read these tests back for you. So usually the practitioners don't charge you for the actual physical test. Like you just, like they don't add on a charge. It's just whatever it costs to bring that test through. You do the test, then they'll sit with you for the hour consult going through things with a fine tooth comb, which is ideally what we want. I mean, there are some people that I know of that do it. These people have very, very long waiting lists, probably longer than you want to wait, especially with what's happening globally right now. So I would just literally tune in with your higher self and say, show me. And I've done this before myself on the computer, and it's the spirit will just show you, right, this is the company for you, whatever it may be. And you can just get these tests done like that.
Great. Thank you, Fiona. I'll try that.
Yeah, you're welcome. And you've got to work with someone that understands you, that has a good conversation with you. So I would even pick up the phone if you can, or do an online consult first, not a full consult, but just a quick chat. Just say to them, these are the things I want to cover. Can you definitely do that? What are those tests? How much would it cost? How much will the aftercare cost as well? So you've got everything up front and see your feeling with them. Do you feel seen and heard? Are you being cut off by them? Like, it's really important that you choose the right support network at all times now. Because I've actually delved down this path before and gone, I don't feel that they're hearing me. And then they rope you into buying like 5 sessions and you're just like, I just really just wanted that. So you got to feel that they're listening to you, that they're working with you for a reason. And I don't know. That's why I know of some, but that they have good rating lists, and others that I have had a not so good experience with that I wouldn't want you guys to have a not so good experience with.
So, Loza, is it? My friend does it. She's in California, United States, and she does have a free consultation on her website. So I would recommend at least doing the consultation and then telling her that this is strictly all that you want. Yeah. And I'm not sure if she does just the testing. She has like the programs that you were talking about, Fiona. So I certainly know you don't need to do another program, but I'm actually going to ask her as well. Will she just do a Dutch test for me? Yeah. And then, so I'll ask her, would she be willing to do a stool test and then just, you know, pay for her to tell you how to interpret it? You need like a functional diagnostic nutritionist. Yeah. So where are you?
Lorraine's in the UK.
UK, okay. Yeah, I'm pretty sure she does it worldwide. So I'll ask her, and then next Thursday I'll let you know. Or I can just give you her website as well, and you can look it up.
Yeah,
that's great. Okay. Thank you, yeah.
So I'll type it in here.
Please.
It's literally just her first and last name. And yeah, I would do the free consultation, and I'll shoot her a text as well, just to make sure that that's something that she would do.
Great. I mean, like I say, lots of US anyway, so... you might as well go straight to source. You don't have to pay the extra shipping and all that. Well, no, right. You still will because you're shipping over. But you might as well. And in her defense, you know, you get a course because they're going to coach you into how to live the right lifestyle. When you have parasites and things like that, you have massive cravings. These parasites rule you. So it depends on what comes up as to whether you need that level of support. So again, have a chat with them. And as long as you feel seen and heard and you don't feel like a number, then you're going to have a good relationship with them. That's really important.
Yeah, that's great. Thank you, Sheila.
And you're welcome.
Thank you. Yeah. That's excellent.
Wonderful.
Can I just ask something really quickly? We touched on something yesterday about the ubiquinol. I keep going on about it. The CoQ10 ubiquinol.
And he's saying, my neck's quite a good thing to take. And I was saying that if we have a healthy diet, what I was meaning was if I take, say, like 7 of the phytoplankton every day, or 8 of them every day, would that not be enough for my energy and for my cells to renew?
100%.
To renew themselves?
Yep.
Instead of taking the ubiquinol?
They do different things. So what I'll do,
they are different things, but yeah.
I'll send you guys some information on the difference and what actually ubiquinol does versus CoQ10, ubiquinone, etc. Because that's quite interesting for you guys to know. So I'll send that through to you guys tomorrow because I need some time to put all this together. But thank you. Good question. Because you've got to feel that what you're taking is enough. If you have that message or that just hunch or paranoia that, oh, I still need to do more, then you won't succeed on what you've got because automatically you've rewired the brain that you need more to succeed. So even though the placebo effect is very, very, very real, so is the fact that you could get osteoporosis after you've had your child, because your baby needs a certain amount of nutrients. And if you aren't absorbing that nutrient, those nutrients that it needs, it takes it from your bone marrow. So your baby will be thriving regardless. However, if you've had a lot of your bone marrow taken during your pregnancy, it will affect your teeth, it will affect all bones, and that will you have a higher chance of osteoporosis. So it's very important that now you might as well sort out your gut health, get the right nutrition so that you don't run that risk.
Yeah.
Yeah. But remember, everything is fixable as well. All right, lovely ladies. Have a fantastic weekend.
Thank you.
Thank you.
You too.
Bye. Thank you.
Bye. Bye. Bye.